We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And by the way, if you enjoyed Scoot's interview with Simon Lebon, it'll be on our WWL website so you can listen to it over and over and over again if you want. Here's a story I want you to listen to. I got it, and I said, man, this is something we have to talk about. A lesbian couple in Indiana has to find a new accountant to file their taxes after being turned away for being in a same-sex marriage. Bailey Brazell had been filing her taxes through a company called Carta Tax Service in Indiana for years. But then she got married. And then the owner refused to do a joint tax return for the couple. She said, I told them that as a Christian, I could not prepare their taxes. I thanked them and told them that they need to go someplace else. She added, the LGBT want respect for their beliefs, which I give them, but I didn't say anything about their lifestyle. That is their choice. It's not my choice. Where is respect for my beliefs? Now, the couple, of course, had no legal recourse against the way they were treated. So they went to social media and local news and claimed discrimination. And because of that, the tax accountant start losing business. And she's very, very unhappy. She's claiming they are discriminating against her. So is there any discrimination here at all? Is the bottom line here, is the tax accountant paying for the price of refusing to do lesbian couples' taxes? I believe you have a right not to do it, just like the guy with the wedding cakes. Definitely has the right not to sell the wedding cake. But if it backfires on you and you start losing business, you have no one to blame but yourself. So how do you feel about this? Is there any discrimination here at all? Tax people say that by them saying that they have been discriminated against is wrong and it's affecting their business, and they want that to stop. So we'll go to news and we'll start taking your calls after the news at 260-1870. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. We're going to join CBS News right now, and then we'll have more WWL live and local news. And our WWL Blue Runner opinion poll question, do you have any hesitation going to certain areas of New Orleans? You can give us your vote, your yes, your no, at WWL.com. I'm really kind of surprised at this. 94% say yes, and 7% say no. I did not think it was going to be that wide of a gap between the two. Lesbian couple is claiming discrimination because a tax accountant refused to do their taxes. Now, see, here's where it gets a little interesting. The tax accountant says it's freedom of religion. And I believe that the majority of us would say that if you have a business, you could turn someone down for, I guess, whatever reason you want to turn them down. Now, if it backfires on you, and that's what's happening here. The tax accountant says that they are losing business because of the discrimination charges against them. So, in other words, the couple turned the tables on them. The couple went to social media, went to local news, and said, hey, this tax company discriminates against us. And now the tax company is saying, wait, that's wrong. You're discriminating against me. So is there any discrimination here at all? Is the tax accountant paying the price for refusing to do the lesbian couple's taxes? All right, let's go to Greg. Greg, how are you today?
Doing well, sir, and yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Nasty day. Of course, I haven't looked outside in a couple of hours. I imagine the weather is still kind of nasty.
Still nasty, yes, sir.
So this is an interesting story because the couple that the tax people said, I'm not going to do your taxes because you're married and that's against my spiritual belief. They kind of like turned the tables on the tax company and said, these people are discriminating against us. So is there any discrimination here at all?
I don't know if it's discrimination in the legal sense that we would define it today, but the Christian has a right to say, no, I don't want to participate in this activity because of your lifestyle. But at the same time, when there's blowback, that's to be expected. Christ says in the New Testament in John 15, he says, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Mm-hmm. When a person stands on that belief, the world or society or the culture as we know it is going to blow back because this thing that is against Christian tenets is accepted today. It's widespread. So when the accountant says, I don't want to do it, then that's fine. You know, you can, sure. you can have that right. But when there's blowback, you can expect it.
You have to suck it up and take it. That's right.
You have to suck it up and take it.
Right.
It's one of these deals, whether it's social media. I don't believe that either one of them has a right to take this to a legal authority,
mm-hmm.
okay? But as far as from a cultural standpoint or a societal standpoint, the blowback is what you're going to get. Anytime you stand on a Christian principle in today's world, you are going to get blowback. It's just that simple.
And the couple, the lesbian couple, had every right to blowback, every right to take and put the situation on social media and every right to get publicity from local news media. And then what happened, it started affecting the tax company's business and they start yelling discrimination.
Right. Well, I don't think it's discrimination. It's just the price you pay for standing on a principle.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been standing. I mean, we have, you know, Christian martyrs all through the ages who have stood on Christian principle.
Right.
Maybe not, you know, something as simplistic as doing the taxes for a gay couple. You know, from a Christian standpoint, we're to love, you know, the people that we believe are in sin and living that way. We have a right to say, I'm not going to participate in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But when society blows back on that, that's part of the persecution that Christ said would come from following his teaching and standing on his principles. So
All right.
you can expect it.
Thank you, Greg. One quick question before you go. I see you're calling from New Orleans East. Do you have any hesitation at all going to certain areas of New Orleans?
At night, yes.
I certainly
wouldn't send my wife there during the day. At certain areas of town, I don't let my wife go. She, you know, alone. Uh-huh. Period.
So, all right, Greg, appreciate you phoning in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we are going to take a break right now. Our phone number is 260-187 if you want to join in the conversation right here on WWL. One of the things we are talking about this afternoon, a lesbian couple is claiming discrimination because a tax accountant refused to do their taxes. The tax accountant says it's freedom of religion, and now the tax accountant is complaining because they're losing business because the couple basically went to the social media, went to local news sources and said these people are discriminating against them, and now she's losing business. So is there really any discrimination here at all, and is the tax accountant paying the price for refusing to do the lesbian couple's taxes? My personal opinion on things like this, I believe if you own a business, I think you have a right to serve or not serve anyone you want, anyone. But if it backfires on you, if you lose business, I have a text here that says, what if a company were to say, I don't want to do the taxes of a black person? Well, I guess if you were foolish enough to take that kind of position, and if you made that kind of statement, you'd probably go right out of business. But my personal opinion is, it's only me, okay? I think if you own a business, you have a right to destroy your business if you want to. Let's go to Sean. Sean, thank you for calling WWL.
How you doing, sir?
I'm hanging in there.
Just going. Listen, Chick-fil-A did the same thing. And they're doing so good. And the guy who was on earlier, he just hit it on the nail, man. Look, Chick-fil-A did the same thing. They're doing so well that on Tuesdays you can go there and then you'll get for free a chicken biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just all year or just this month. I'm not sure. But they're giving away free food now from that. And all that has to happen is, listen, if they think you fight fire with fire if you want to, but like the guy said, when you stand on Christian principles, these are the backlashes. But, hey, it's just backlash for now. If you stand your ground, you'll see how much better things will be for you later.
Well,
and as far as someone discriminating against someone else because they're black, black is something you're born with. And the reason why people are not doing the same-sex marriage is because it's a sin and you are celebrating holy matrimony under sin. It's an abomination according to God's word, and that is it is God they're following, not something that they came up with themselves.
Well, Sean, let me ask you this. Let's say I do taxes, and I'm an absolute racist, and I say I'm not going to do black people's taxes. I would put myself out of business in a second. So if I want to be that stupid, and I'm not in any way condemning this woman, because she definitely does have a right. If her religious principle tells her I cannot in good conscience do taxes for a married same-sex couple, that's all right. But to come back and I'm just going to tell you what I think. To come back and whine that now this couple is putting out what I'm doing, then you should be, if that's your position, you should stand by it. You should be proud. You should say, yes, I said that, and I'm sticking with it, not whining that the fact that they're doing this is costing me business. Am I making any sense?
You are making perfect sense. I think that you are absolutely right. And some people are just not as strong or mature as other Christians. Mm-hmm. And so it just takes them to understand that. And that's all it takes, a little growth spurt here. And they're going to grow from this. So hopefully they are in the spotlight again and see later they're doing better.
Okay, Sean, real quick, we have our WWO Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you have any hesitation at all about going to certain areas of New Orleans? And if you do, what areas?
Well, I don't really have many, but there is one I cannot lie, and that's if I'm walking in it's something water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like back in Frenchman, around Frenchman area.
Bywater?
From that way, yeah, Bywater mm-hmm. area. Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of dark back there. Always, I need some more lights back there. Looks like anybody could jump out of an alley anywhere, and a lot of people get robbed in that area, tourists, that is. So,
I think you just have to be smart wherever you go.
True.
That's
that
simple.
Yes, that's right, too. Yeah. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right, Sean, I appreciate you phoning in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Don on the North Shore. How are you today, Don?
Outstanding, sir. How are you?
I am hanging in there, Don. I'm doing great.
Wow, that's outstanding. Just hang in there and it'll get outstanding.
All right.
We have to persevere. Listen, this is for me, this is a simple solution. God's two greatest gifts to us was his unconditional love and free will. And both of these individuals have a choice. They have free will to decide whether and who they want to do business with and how they want to express it after that decisions are made. The CPA has made a decision. He or she doesn't want to do business that offends his religion. That's his or her right, but they have to stand on that principle and be willing to suffer the consequences.
But remember this, Don. Okay. She did the lady's taxes before the lady got married. It was only after the lady got married to another woman, that's when she said she refused to do the taxes.
Well, but I'm not going to judge her religion or her decisions. What I'm saying is kind of what you said. I don't care what she bases her decisions on, but she has to suffer the consequences
Correct.
Or the results of her decisions, whether they're bad or good.
Right.
So if they're good, business increases. If they're bad, or business decreases. That's as simple as that. Now, as far as the customer, the lady who was getting her taxes done, I'm at a loss to understand why you would want to do business, pay someone to do something for you who doesn't want to do business with you. How can you be – I would not feel comfortable doing business with someone who had to be forced to do business with me. I'd think that they were going to shortcut me and not do a good – they might do the minimal effort, but they weren't going to do their best effort, and then I'm getting shortchanged.
Well, with the couple, from what I understand in reading the story, you know, they just wanted people, you know, naturally their feelings were hurt, and the lady said, she did my taxes all these years, and now because I got married, she won't. And so they were doing whatever they could to give her bad publicity, which is their right. And if you make a decision that you're not going to do a certain type of a person's taxes, and you get bad publicity on it, you need to stand stand on your feet and say, yes, that's the way I feel, not whine that this is costing me business. I appreciate you calling in, Don. Got to take a break, and then we'll come right back with more of your phone calls on WWL. All right, let's say good afternoon to Paula. Paula, thank you for calling today. How are you?
Hey, Don, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, doing okay. You want to answer our question about the lesbian couple, and is there really any discrimination here at all?
In my opinion, it's even worse if they were doing if the tax preparer was doing her taxes before she was married. But as far as I'm concerned, if that's the job you choose, that's your job, not to judge people. I am a Christian, but if it's a legal marriage and their taxes needed to be done, she should be doing her job. So the discrimination is the tax preparer.
But if you own the business, don't you have a right to say, I'm going to do this person or I'm going to do that person? But wait, let me finish.
Not with this. That would be like somebody in retail saying, I'm not going to sell that dress to you because it makes you look trashy. That's your opinion.
But
you're welcome to live your life as a Christian. And whatever happens, you judge not lest you be judged.
See, I think you have a right, if you own a business, to serve or not serve anyone you want. Now, if it destroys your business, anyone who, for instance, you brought up a very good point. You own a dress shop and you tell a woman, that dress makes you look too fat. Guess what? She's going to tell all of her friends and you're going to be out of business. But I do think you have that right to do that.
Well, I disagree. Her job is to prepare taxes, not judge people's lifestyle. And she didn't do her job.
So you wouldn't? Would you let her do your taxes?
Yeah.
But see, that's what's happening.
Well, I have a CPA, honey, and I can completely understand having somebody who has been doing your taxes, wanting them to do your taxes, whether or not your marital status has changed or not. Like I said, if she was doing her taxes before she got married, she was still gay. So why is she suddenly not going to do her taxes now that she's married?
I don't know. But, you know, you brought up a very good point. When you get used to someone doing your taxes, you know, I've had the same guy, and he moved to Pearl River, and I drove to Pearl River. My wife said, well, you know, you can go right down the block. No, this guy's been doing my taxes now for about 5 years, and I totally trust him. So, but again, I guess the bottom line is the thing that I'm surprised with is the tax accountant kind of whining, saying that because she refuses to do their taxes, she's losing business.
Well, what did she think was going to happen in this day of social media?
I don't know. I don't know, but I would have to agree that was not a smart thing to do, and it may cost her business, but I guess in the end, we'll see whether she survives. I appreciate you calling in, Paula.
Have a good day, Don. Thanks.
You too. Let me read a quick text message, and then maybe we get to another call. I'm a woman in love with a woman, and I'm a Christian. I guarantee if Jesus was an accountant, he or she would do my taxes because he or she loves us unconditionally. All right, you guys who were on hold, I don't have time to come to you right now, because if I do, I'll give you about 30 seconds. So I want you to hang on, and we'll come back after the top of the hour. And since we had such great response to Neil Norman's interview with Bear Cantrell in the 12 o'clock hour, I'm going to take some more calls on how do you think the city is doing, and our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question, which is really amazing. Do you have any hesitation going to certain areas of New Orleans? 92% say yes, and 9% say no. So if you have a hesitation going to certain areas of New Orleans, I wish you would call me and let me know, what areas are you talking about? What areas do you stay away from in New Orleans? The number is 260-1870. We will take more of your phone calls right after the top of the hour. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.